Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1732, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another special edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, today's question actually didn't come from one of the show's listeners. Instead, it was a discussion that took place during a family birthday celebration of all things. So with that, let's hear today's discussion question as we optimize your life. All right, so here was the question that came up during a family birthday celebration of all things, which I thought would be something you may also be curious about. Do electric blankets and heating pads increase the risk for developing cancer? Now, if we wind the clocks back 20 years, there were some studies that indicated using electric blankets and heating pads may increase the risk of cancer. At the time, the use of electric blankets and its association with an increased risk of developing breast cancer was the main concern. Now, how could that be possible? How could using an electric blanket or heating pad lead to breast cancer? Well, the theory at the time was that these products expose the user to electric fields. These electric fields can then interfere with the body's physiology. When it comes to cancer and these electric fields, the theory was that these electric fields interfered with the body's production of a hormone, melatonin. Now, we often hear about melatonin as a sleep hormone. Melatonin is important for helping us fall asleep, but it has a number of other functions in the body that we don't often hear about. Another potential role melatonin has is that it stops the growth of tumors. So, if an electric blanket stops or slows down the body's production of melatonin, it may promote the growth of tumors. Well, it turns out this is an interesting theory, but it doesn't seem to be the reality. The studies that were conducted 20 years ago had some pretty major study design flaws. For example, some of them asked those that developed cancer how often they used an electric blanket in the past. Then they asked those that didn't develop breast cancer the very same question. They found that those in the breast cancer group reported using electric blankets or heating pads more often. Now, that all seems reasonable, but here's the problem. Our ability to remember things like this is notoriously unreliable. I'll give you an example. Try and think about everything you ate last Monday. And not just the foods you ate, but the portion sizes too. Oh, and the times you ate, where, and how long it took you to eat each meal and snack. These are the same types of questions a person would have to be able to answer, but instead of asking about food, imagine it was about electric blanket and heating pad use. Oh, and these study participants wouldn't just be asked about their electric blanket use for just one day. They would have been asked about a lifetime of electric blanket use. And in fact, when researchers tried to reproduce these findings, they often weren't able to. So at this point, most health experts agree that using electric blankets and heating pads will not increase a person's risk for developing cancer. We do still have to use some caution if we use them, though. There have been cases of electric blankets causing fires or burns. Now, both of these issues were more common in older model heating pads. Older heating pads are more likely to have frayed electrical cords, which can lead to a fire. Plus, many of these older blankets didn't have built-in temperature controls, so the blanket could get really hot. And if it happened to be placed near flammable objects, yes, blankets and bedsheets are flammable, then it could start a fire. Newer versions have automatic shutoffs and temperature controls to prevent these types of issues. Now, I do realize that there are a lot of electric blanket and heating pad options, and each will have different levels of manufacturing quality. Now, if you're interested in buying one, I would again recommend one with temperature controls and an automatic shutoff option. It's also a good idea to make sure the product has been tested by an independent lab. Just like I talk about checking the quality and purity of dietary supplements, you can quickly find out whether the product you're purchasing has met minimum quality standards. Look for a UL symbol on the product packaging. UL stands for Underwriters Laboratories. Now, is there anyone that shouldn't use a heating pad? Yes. Most health professionals agree that if someone has neuropathy, meaning they have some nerve damage, they may not want to use a heating pad. This is because neuropathy can lead to the lack of the ability to feel sensations, like heat. So a person with neuropathy may use an electric blanket or heating pad and not feel that the temperature is too hot. Same goes for those with circulation issues. As a result, if someone with neuropathy or circulation issues uses an electric blanket or heating pad, they may experience burns. Older adults and those that are pregnant will want to talk to their doctor before using an electric blanket or heating pad. Now, going back to the original question, the bottom line is that no, electric blankets do not seem to cause cancer.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, if you want your question answered right here on the show, you can hang out with me like my family did and start talking about health, or probably the easier way would be to email me a question by sending it to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice played and heard on an episode, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy. You can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. All right. Thank you so much in advance for sending in your questions. Answering your questions is my favorite part of the show. That's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.